for a Jew, numbers are also symbols. Now, I'm not talking Bible code stuff. I have a problem with the Bible code. You can ask a question about that. I'd be willing to address that after a break sometime. I simply mean they always associate numbers with certain qualities. So what do you think one is associated with? One what?
One God, always.
Two? Think Jewish now. Two tablets. Your whole relationship of God. Three? I know you're going to say Trinity, but think Jew now. Three? Three fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Four? Four mothers. Rachel, Leah, Zilpah, Bilhah. Five? That one you ought to get. What's the most Torah, the five books of Moses? 12? 12 tribes, the people of God. In fact, you'll see Orthodox Jewish kids. You have to go to an Orthodox Jewish math class someday. Because kids will do stuff like, you'll hear kids saying, spies, tribes minus spies equals tablets. They won't even say the number. Now, there are four numbers in particular that are really central to the existence of the Jewish people as a people. Two, because the two tablets were God's covenant with Moses and Israel, through Moses to Israel. Five, the five books of Moses that define what a Jew was to be. 12, the community of God's people. And 50, Moses divided the people up into subgroups of 50. Accountability. 50 to a group in the book of Exodus. Now come with me. Jesus' life. I'm going to skip some of this. Sea of Galilee, rabbis called that the land of the 12. Maybe I'll have time tomorrow to share with you why they called that side, the pagan side, the land of the 7. Now in Luke chapter 9, Jesus feeds the 5,000. Over there in what's called the land of the 12, because on that upper northwest corner is where all the Orthodox Jews lived. So they called it the 12, the land of God's people, the land of the faithful people of God. Luke 9, feeding of the 5,000. Wonder how many loaves there were. Five. Accident, huh? God looked down and said, hey, angels, look at that. That kid happened to have five loaves. I didn't know that. That's interesting. How many fish? Two. And when they were done, how many baskets of leftovers? 12. And Jesus said to the disciples, have them divide up into groups of... See, a Jew will tell you that passage is screaming. Jesus is the bread of the world for the Jewish people. 2, 5, 12, and 50. Why did God arrange those four numbers? A Jew would say that's all a picture. Now, when he feeds the 4,000, it's over in the land of the 7. Then it's... There's also the 5,000, by the way. But the land of the 7, it's 7 loaves and a few fish. What, the Holy Spirit forget? Didn't remember how many fish there were? Just put a Jew would say, no, he didn't want the number. Because the number of the fish would have not helped his picture, so he said a few instead of a number. Now, you can debate that. But again, it's an attempt to say, there's a picture here.